This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Kumbacher Reichelbrau Eisbach, Category 5D Eisbach. So, it's got a very pronounced malty richness in the aroma, intense melanoidins, those Munich malt. Rich layers, deep fruity esters, plums, grapes, getting some alcohol, but it's not hot or solventy. The malt aromatics are fairly complex, as you'd expect with those Maillard reaction products that give you the melanoidins, those deep colors and flavors and aromatics. Yeah, there's multi-layered aromatics there. I'm also picking up a little bit of oxidation, just a little papery. But, yeah, that malt is very nice. I'll give it a 11 on aroma. As for the appearance, it's a very deep coppery color, getting into the browns, but it's definitely in the copper family, because when you hold it up to a light, you get a lot of red overtones. The head is it's ivory to beige. It was moderate when poured, but it's settling fast. Looks like it's heading down to nearly nothing. When held up to a light, it's very clear. So those are all pretty close to what you'd expect. So I'll give it a 3 on appearance. Flavor. Like with the aroma, it's rich, intense Munich malt. It has a low bitterness, although the alcohol level is actually contributing some bitterness, making it seem a little bit higher. Melanoidins galore. The esters that were in the nose are also in the flavor. Plums, grapes. Not really getting any hops, just some alcohol. The alcohol is not bad. It's not solventy or negative. It does sort of blend with the malt. It seems fairly carbonated, though. It's interfering with the sort of the enjoyment of the malt. The sort of the scrubbing bubbles from the carbonation come along and lift the malt off your tongue when you're trying to enjoy it. The malt is intensely flavored. It's toasty. Lightly caramely, but full of those Munich malt flavors. I am getting a little bit of that oxidation. Maybe that's also making the bitterness seem a little elevated. That's still awfully nice. I'll get that a 17. Mouthfeel. Like I said, the carbonation's high. I'd say it's probably medium high, where you're expecting something fairly low. I'd say the body's probably medium full. I'm expecting something a lot fuller. So that combination makes it seem a little lighter. It is very smooth, and it's definitely warming. I mean, you can tell there's a lot of alcohol there, but it's not harsh or burning. I'll give that a 3. The carbonation and body were both off. So overall, I think this has probably been aged quite a bit. The way the head sort of fell quickly is usually a sign of conditioning more than it is high alcohol level. Getting a little bit of oxidation in there. The aging can also sort of affect the carbonation and body negatively in this case. So this, all those factors sort of suggest that this might have been around for a little while. But I really do like the malt flavor. It's very rich. It has the right general profile. Just just a few issues there with oxidation and body and carbonation. So I'll give it an 8 overall, and that adds up to a 42. So that's the Kumbacher Reichelbrau Eisbach, Category 5D Eisbach.